The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 29th day of November 2004. It's been a few days since I've been with you, and I'd like to thank John Moore for filling in for me, also Alex. I don't know, why did Alex bring Jack up? Did Alex request him, or? Oh, okay. At any rate, Alex did the program last Monday. Appreciate that. And today, a lot of news. I mean, I haven't been behind the microphone in, what, a week? Something like that? A lot of things. Boy, I just chomp at the bit every time I hear something. At any rate, we'll get to all the catch-up news. And from Carl Schwartz, some interesting information. And it has to do with the 9-11, the Twin Towers. Evidently, he has a bet with Jimmy Walter about the Statue of Liberty and why they actually had to redo the Statue of Liberty. And most people thought it was because, well, you know, there's a Statue of Liberty, you know, it's on a steel framework, you know, it's copper clad, you know, it's the ocean, it's the salt. No, it wasn't that at all. It had to do with the way they fastened the copper cladding or the sheeting onto the steel framework, and that was the problem. Well, some more insight on 9-11 and what has transpired. Folks, it, you know, I've heard it all. I've heard there was no planes going into the, it was hologram. It was just blast that did it. A plane hit the thing, and then subsequently there were blasts to bring the buildings down. I've heard all the information, and we're going to give you this from Carl Schwartz. I think you'll find this rather fascinating. It appears that the Twin Towers might have fallen of their own accord given enough time. And because of the same type of problems that they experienced with the Statue of Liberty. So we'll cover that. We cover all aspects of the stories, folks. The oil situation. We'll get into that a little bit. Just got off the phone with Lindsey Williams. Lindsey, by the way, will be on Gary Brownfield's show tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central. I'm looking forward to that. There's a lot of people that have to know. This gentleman's got, 70 radio stations out there, a ton of listeners. You know, the common, salt-of-the-earth type of people. You know, the kind of people with common sense. I think that's why Derry calls his program the Common Sense Coalition. So look forward to that tomorrow with Lindsey Williams. And get into a little bit more information about the oil. And Lindsey called me up today and said, John, he said, you seen the price of gold?
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Gold and silver, folks, just as I predicted after the Bush election, was going to start spiking dramatically. I mean, we've seen gold go up and down. It's been going up for quite a few years now, in case you haven't noticed. We'll have a little spike and then we'll have a little drop, but it never comes back down. It just keeps going up. As of today, gold was up $4.60. And let me see where my silver went here. Silver was up, the New York spot silver was up 13 cents, 773. Gold closed out at 453.60, and that's up $4.60. Talked to Lindsey Williams before the program today, and he said, John, he says, I have it on good authority. He says, I don't know where you got your information. He said, but you were spot on. You were right on. We're going to enjoy a couple of more months at the price that you're paying at the pump. It's going to remain fairly stable. And in about 2.5-3 months, you're going to see gas hit about $3 a gallon, and it's not coming back down. He says, I will confirm that with my inside people. He said, but every indication is that you were 100% correct, and he says, keep talking about it. And I will, folks, because that's what we do here. We bring you the news that everybody either is A, bought off, Corporate interests will not bring you the news. They would lose their jobs or their licenses or charters or, you know, their business contacts that dry up. Or, you know, things of that nature. You know, friendly coercion, let's just call it. So, I mean, it's rather fascinating to watch what the news does not carry. I mean, I'm in total amazement. And it's not that we have to dig that deeply as to what the major medias will not put out. And it's pertinent. Man, is it pertinent. But it's, you know, how to cook a holiday turkey. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you'll get on your local news. Or the fire, you know, something burnt down, or somebody got robbed or raped or pillaged or murdered or whatever the case may be. And that's topical local news, but then, aside from the shock stuff and the stuff they can sell commercial time around, then you go into the mundane, how to cook a turkey, you know, tips for holiday giving, or, you know, just some mundane, run-of-the-mill, yeah, afterthought kind of story. They never give you anything solid or concrete until it's either out in Jump Street that nobody can deny it anymore, or there's legal action over something. Then they might say something about it, maybe. But I've noticed the absence of a lot of major lawsuits going on. To wit, King of Aspartame, that's right, Donald Rumsfeld, the major suits that were filed in California. I've scoured the electronic media, and not a word on this. Nobody talks about this. Why? Because, well, it involves multi-billion dollar business. That's why. And after all, we wouldn't want people not buying somebody's product because they may advertise with us, we may be getting grease behind the scenes, or it's just a good old boy club, and we'll just put our blinders on and ignore it until there's a judgment, and then, you know, that'll be fine. Now, there is some precedence to suggest otherwise. The manufacturers of Vioxx. get rid of your arthritic pain. It's called death in a pill. Yeah, that's a good way to handle things. But rather than go through the embarrassment. See, a lot of crooks, when they get caught, they'll stay in denial. I'm not guilty. I didn't do anything. Until they're proven guilty, and then it's time for flash statements and, you know, whatever, press releases, and, you know, everything's quiet behind the scenes, and somebody may go to jail or may not. They may get a fine. They may not. But that's about the extent of it. You know, folks, I don't know what you categorize criminality as. Criminality, to me, a criminal is a criminal. If a person will lie to you, he will steal from you. And if the money is great enough, he probably will kill you. That's the type of mentality of these corporate criminals that we've been dealing with. And it's all for the greater good. It's all for our shareholders. It's all for our bottom line. And the health of it, they can come up with, I'm sure, 1,000 justifications for handling things the way they do. I'm sure of it. But the bottom line is people get ripped off. People are dying because of stuff that has gone through the Food and Drug Administration and had no business being out on the street. And, of course, there's cases where stuff should be on the street, and, of course, the FDA is blocking it. And, of course, we all hear the horror stories of people going to jail or pharmacies getting raided and natural homeopathic remedies being taken off the shelves. I mean, these stories have been bouncing around for years. You don't mess with the pharma cartel, the drug cartel in this country, whether it be legitimate drugs or illegitimate. You don't put your fingers on their stash of cash. You just don't do that. That's a no-no. And, of course, everybody in the media, you know, is scared to death to say anything about anything. I've yet to hear the cases reported on the major lawsuits on aspartame. I mean, this is a proven killer, folks. Turn your brains to mush. And, you know, are you going to hear this on the news? Well, absolutely not. Not until, well, you would think when a lawsuit was filed, then it'd be okay for these chickens to come out from under the little chicken coop. But that's not the case. So, at any rate, that's my little rant on the stuff that you don't see in the news. And there's tons of it, folks. I've heard this network refer to alternative media. I want to put a stop to that. This is not underground. This is not, you know, some osmotically comes off the wall and we gift it to you somehow. This is real radio, in your face. We're not alternative anything. yeah, we're an alternative to the lies and the deception and the basic BS that we're pumped full of every single day out of our loving, controlled medias. But I don't consider us to be an alternative media. I consider us to be an alternative to the media. And we got to stop thinking that way, folks. You know, that somehow that a website that has information on that you don't hear on your evening, well, you know, this is an underground website. No, it's not underground. It's in your face. It's not underground. It's not hiding under a rock. It's in your face. And we're going to keep it there. We're going to keep it plastered in your face so you can't get away from it. The only way you can get away from this news, reach up, turn your radio off. Plain and simple. But I know you won't do that because you have a heart, you have a mind, you have a conscience, you have duty, and you have obligation to what? Other than yourself? I would certainly hope so. At least for your children. At least. Now, this from, and I'll get into this first. This is from Carl Schwartz, and as I said before the break, evidently, he made a bet, Carl did, with Jimmy Walter, and he says, he sent me this email, and this is the one he sent to Jimmy Walter. He said, hello, Jimmy, you're going to wind up owing me the $100,000. Now, I'm assuming here that there was a slight bet made. The Statue of Liberty had to be repaired due to a galvanic corrosion in air. Not what most people think is possible, but in ocean environments, very possible. Normally, galvanic corrosion is only a factor in the electrolytes such as seawater and then the drive of a boat. Having steel and aluminum components erodes, turns brittle, and snaps. It fails if electrolytic grounding plates are not installed. Okay, so he explains that. Little cross-section here of a buildup of aluminous corrosion products, copper skin, talk about Statue of Liberty here, the wrought iron armature that the skin was attached to, and had a copper saddle or a strap that was over the wrought iron armature, and there were copper rivets in it. Now, Schwartz says this. He says, the galvanic reaction between iron and copper was originally mitigated by insulating copper from the iron framework using an asbestos cloth soaked in shellac. However, the integrity and the sealing property of this improvised insulator broke down over the many years of exposure to high levels of humidity, normal in a marine environment. The insulating barrier became a sponge that kept the salted water present as a conductive electrolyte, forming a crude electrochemical cell as a, and Volta had discovered, this is a gentleman's name, a century earlier. In 1989, now, here's where it plays into, let's fast forward, about September 11th, 2001. There's a little bit more background information. In the 1989, there were plans to erect scaffolding and disassemble the World Trade Center towers and rebuild them. Cost projection for the rebuilding, around $5.6 billion. One of the architects shows up to work one day, and the MIBs, meaning the Men in Black, were there, had confiscated all the plans, specs, details, etc. for World Trade Center. They even confiscated their office cubicles and had tape on the floor outlining where they went. Reason, the exterior cast aluminum World Trade Center panels had been directly connected to the steel superstructure of the building, thus causing galvanic corrosion. In short, the life cycle of the World Trade Center was not 200 to 300 years, more likely 30 years or so. The exterior skin of the building is, in being aluminum and connected directly to the superstructure, was making the building weaker every day. That could explain why there appears to be explosives set about every 25 floors. Once the failure started, the brittleness of welds, rivets, bolts, etc. would fail much easier as the loads became progressively greater on its way down. That same process would also explain why the concrete was powderized over time, because electrolytic processes weaken concrete, too, by debonding the Portland that causes concrete to bond in the first place. More on this after this break, folks. By the way, Carl Schwartz, he had been an architect for a number of years, and he quit doing that in 1988. And he does have several articles on the electrochemistry and corrosion. We'll take the break. I'll finish the story on the other side.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost.
All right, folks, we're back. Finishing up the story from Carl Schwartz talking about the processes. It's like an electrochemical process. Talking about the World Trade Center, that same process would also explain why the concrete was powderized, as I said before the break. That this debonding the Portland that causes concrete to bond in the first place. However, bear in mind that the concrete floors were not load-bearing reinforced concrete. They were supported by what was weakening by the day, the superstructure and cross members. There was a 1989 meeting, and the folks at the architectural firm, Emery Roth, the project architect that took over the after the design architects completed the conceptual drawings that they had in their office, records, plans, and specs were seized, were told that the $5.6 billion Take It Down, Rebuild It project was canceled, and in about 10 to 12 years, they would blow it up and start over. Now, consider that. Then consider that the New York City and the U.S. government could not stand the global embarrassment of being so stupid or negligent that they did not consider the effects of galvanic corrosion on the superstructure. This is a structural design 101 in architectural school, and why they want architects to take physics and chemistry. Carl says, I did. And he goes on to say, he closes out by saying, the fat lady has sung. He said, you know, the one in New York Harbor with the torch of liberty and freedom held high? He says, I want to find the sick person that thought it would be a cute idea to have close to 3,000 people in the building and use that as an excuse to go take on a whole new energy policy, war policy, and lining the pockets of just a few certain people. He signs off by saying, I think a Statue of Liberty hanging for that person would be most appropriate. And I agree. Folks, this is not a dead issue. And if that were the case, just for the sake of argument, if that were the case, that this building was weakening and it was going to come down anyhow, so why not bring the building down? Now, I don't know, Carl didn't address specifically whether explosives were used in that building or not, but if you watch the way that building fell, one would think that charges were placed, that building, how neatly it came down, but it also could be explained other ways. I'm just giving you the all aspects of the story, folks. I'm not ruling out anything, and a lot of people out there aren't, as I said earlier. Holographic planes. There were no real planes there. Oh, there was a plane, but there was a missile fired right before the jet entered one of the towers. You know, I mean, it goes on endlessly. But what if? What if there were just a few charges placed in that building to help that building come down, knowing full well that that pancake effect that they first talked about, well, it was like, just think about it, it was a pancake effect, the added weight collapsing floor upon floor, and then it just came straight down. Well, it may be for a building not as tall as the World Trade Center. I mean, folks, you would think. I mean, we all saw the pictures. We saw the top of one of the buildings, listing at a 25, 30-degree angle. Why the top of that didn't fall off and fall off to the side, one could only speculate. But it was pretty doggone eerie how both of those towers came down exactly the same way, within minutes of each other. So if it is true that that building had structural defects in it and it was weakening, it wouldn't take a rocket scientist, even a first-year explosive expert, could probably do the same job that we witnessed on September 11th. At any rate, this 9/11 commission, it has to be reseated, folks. And not to have the liars and deceivers and the favor owers sitting on the panel. No, we need a good, independent investigation as to what happened on September 11th. And wherever the heads may roll, fine, let them roll. Whether George Bush had prior knowledge of this, was in on it, let his head roll too. But the lies and the deceit that I see surrounding September 11th, and the neocons have their way, rattling their sabers again. Well, we might have to go into Iran, you know. Sure. But, folks, you would think that if oil is the game, that Iraq has the last drop of oil on the face of the planet, and this is not true. After the break, I want to get into some stories about oil and oil reserves and how many people have been lying about actually what's on the face of this planet, or should I say more aptly, under the face of the planet. We've got more oil on this planet than we know what to do with right now. But that's not what we're being told. But it's the interest of the people, it's in the certain interest of people that control that oil. They don't want to tell you that. I mean, my goodness, folks, gasoline at the pump being 25 or 30 cents. We got plenty of supply. They keep telling us it's the law of supply and demand. You know, oh, that's right. Gasoline goes up around every holiday. That's why people use more of it, so that's why we can justify the raise in cost. But if you notice, every single year, home heating oil, they're expecting a colder winter in this region of the country or that region of the country, and it's going to go up in price. Folks, winter comes every year. The oil companies have been there every year. The people have been there every year. You mean to tell me they can't get together, produce a few lousy more gallons of home heating fuel to supply a product to people when they need it? Price manipulation? Well, some people may argue the opposite, that it is market and demand that controls the price of products. But, well, when you're greedy, I don't think that's the case. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you. Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
John Kaminsky, I've had on this program many times. He did an essay here on the internet, Why People Won't See How Your Government Gets Away with Murder. He says, I receive 200 to 500 emails per day. Needless to say, I can't read them all, never mind answer them all, but many of them are like this one. And these I always try to answer, even though I really don't have the answer when people ask me, what can I do to stop this madness? One of the emails, and I'll give you an example. Hello, John. Thanks for your education. I'm wondering, what is it that makes most people uneducatable? Fear, denial, upbringing? He goes on to say, I have a friend who had opened up a little bit to the idea that 9/11 was pure theater, but now is sliding back to, I don't want to talk about it, after saying to me, what are you trying to prove, that the government is wrong? Why should people care? I guess I must examine my own fears, the feeling I had when I first started emailing people after learning just enough on 9/11 to be convinced it was an inside job. Maybe it's just the crowd mentality. So I'm asking you. What do you think is the main reason why people are uneducatable? I'd appreciate your opinion. He signed off as Craig R. And Kaminsky responded to him like this. He said, Craig, I think there is one overriding reason that prevents people from confronting the lies their government tells them, and it's the hardest one to realize. And by your phrasing, I can see you're already onto it. Sure, you can blame a lot of the American public's indifferent and uninvolved behavior on a deliberately retarded school system that prioritizes regimentation as far more important than enlightenment, or our bozo media industry that reduces everything to the lowest common denominator, pandering to our baser instincts. Television, when it was invented, people had high hopes for TV, saying that this could be a truly wonderful educational tool. And look what it's being used for. As John says, pandering to our baser instincts. I mean, folks, revisiting Gilligan's Island as a reality-based show, wife-swapping, kid-swapping, whatever the case may be. Jerry Springer, if I see one more episode of Jerry Springer, I think I'm going to throw up on my TV. And none of the other talk show formats, some are a little bit better, some are not, but again, what does it really talk about? Does it talk about any of the main core issues that you and I are aware of? Well, of course, the answer to that is no. Kaminsky goes on to say, or you can suspect the mentality, defibrillating effect of fluoride, or debilitating, I should say, chemicals and food additives, not to mention the omnipresent radioactivity increasing in our atmosphere by the day, or by the conscience-numbing antidepressant drugs, as possible reasons for these detached malaise that causes many people to be completely disinterested in the vital processes that control and diminish our own lives. But really, you hit it on the head when you speculated that you must examine your own fears. I've said this before, and I'll never stop saying it. The real opportunity for growth and learning while studying the events of 9/11 is this. Once you realize that 9/11 was an inside job, conceived and carried out by members of the highest levels of the American government, a window opens in your mind that reveals the hypocritical and destructive nature of the American behavior over time. And you will begin to see that these wars that have been conducted in the name of democracy and freedom were really something quite different. At this point, it becomes a matter of do you have genuine integrity or don't you? As we all know, the first requirement of true integrity is admitting your own faults. I think there's no question in anyone's mind at this moment that America has no integrity. All you have to do is look at the Indian treaties to realize that, going back at just about the inception of this country. Certainly the mainstream American media has absolutely no integrity, and that it's obvious to everyone that real stories about Iraq war, depleted uranium, public corruption, fixed elections, and on and on and on, ad nauseum, are never mentioned by the hateful robots you see reading the news on TV. But the larger question is, do we have integrity? I'm talking about you and me. Are you willing to look at truth as we perceive it and try to identify and admit our own complicity in all these atrocities? As the American government runs around the world shooting innocent women and children in the head over reasons we know are lies, I mean, we're supposed to be fighting terrorists, right? But we know these terrorists are not Muslim malcontents, and they are most likely CIA, Mossad, contracted mercenaries assigned to kill Iraqi aid workers, behead innocents, and blow up churches and mosques in order to inflame the situation to kindle support for the brain-dead public, who then mindlessly cheer the genocidal tactics of George W. Bush and pretend not to notice that not only did America create the terrorists and start the war with phony evidence, we now continue the war as viciously as we can, continually murdering innocents and turning our troops into raging psychopaths. Why? Increased profits for the military contractors, of course, which means increased under-the-table payments for our elected officials. In a way, the easiest way to deal with that guilt is to pretend it's not really happening, which is what most Americans are doing right now. But in the conversation between you and I, Craig, we both know that we are partly responsible. Not matter how small or unwilling a part, for the American mass murder in Iraq, because we know we are American citizens and as such have a responsibility for controlling what our government does. Or at least, if we are to believe and endorse the fact that America is participatory democracy in which the people are ultimately responsible for what their government does. Of course, on another level, we have absolutely no control over what our government does, The Congress and most elected officials throughout America are bought off by the financial powers that be, and they do what they want. Ordinary people like you and me, be damned. But again, if we have integrity, we can trace a small shard of responsibility back to ourselves, to some small event in our histories in which we did not stand for principle, but instead held back and let some innocuous hypocrisy pass us unchallenged with the rationalization that there's nothing we could have done about it, or it didn't affect me that much. Although these events seemed unimportant at the time, these small defeats multiplied by the American population total, some 300 million, have combined to produce a situation we face today, an endless war aimed at stimulating hatred and conflicts for the ubiquitous and ever-present purpose of increasing profits for the goons who make and sell the weapons. Why people try to hide in their own indifference is a very old question. So is why they are uneducatable. But beyond the political ramifications of this widespread indifference are the spiritual dimensions, the conversations each of us has with ourselves, either lying on a pillow in the dark late at night or taking the first hard glance in the mirror before shaving in the morning. To a degree, you are right about the crowd mentality. Everybody wants to fit in. Our minds create and accept authority figures, and we try to live our lives according to these dictates we have accepted as legitimate to our own self-worth. But a deeper reason exists with regard to what we choose to believe. And let me preface this by admitting that I've been saying this for a long time and haven't found all that many who agree with my opinion, but that doesn't stop me from repeating it. I believe that religions are ultimately debilitating to the spirit because they try to make us believe things that we know aren't true. And in accepting the tenets of any religion, we leave ourselves open to a pattern of behavior that accepts things on faith without examining them rationally. Now, he's not, John, let me just clarify something here. John's not knocking a spirituality. What he's knocking is the organized religions. And he goes on to say, and this process habituates us to accepting lies as truth as long as they emanate from an authority figure we have conditioned ourselves to respect. You know, one day on this program, I think I said something about Pat Robertson. And I had a caller call up and say, well, I don't think Pat Robertson's that bad. Well, and if you think that way, well, then Jimmy Swaggart was only human and he just sinned. The Baker duo, you know, Tammy Faye and her hubby there, you know, trying to create Six Flags over Jesus, you know, gold-plated fixtures and, oh yeah, but it was all for the people. Yeah, well, the people didn't hold the note on that property. The Bakers did. And we see this happen over and over and over again. And yet we just sit there and say nothing. We can watch Pat Robertson with his diamond mine debacle. And we say nothing about it. And we justify certain things because supposedly he's doing so much good. Really. For a man that's got that much money, and he's in the American living rooms in the United States and elsewhere around the world, I think I can make better use of that time and money, don't you think? And I mean, especially since this is supposedly a man of God. Okay, a man of God. He's no worse than the sinners he claims to be saving. Once you are willing to accept something that deep in your psyche you know goes against what you perceive to be a rational truth, then you can be made to believe anything, whether it's true or not, as long as it comes from an authority figure to whom you have given credibility in your mind. I mean, stop this and think about that for a second, folks. You know, weren't we conditioned as we were growing up? Remember the policeman used to show up in his uniform at the public school and come in and give a little talk about, you know, safety or something. You know, we sat there in kind of awe. Ooh, there's a policeman. You know, he's for law and order, and he's a righteous guy, and he'll never let anything happen to me. Of course, that's what you were told, and we were conditioned to believe that authority figures never make mistakes. They would never be co-opted for a grander plan. Of course, that wouldn't happen. Well, I just ask you to look around today, and see that that's absolutely false. But this is what we were taught to believe. Now, to this day, ah, boy, and given the day, and given the news stories of the circumstances on any given day, that might be subject to modification. What I'm about to say, that is. If I saw a police officer in a dire circumstance where I knew this guy was going to die, I would come to his aid. All right? I would be compelled to do that. But I'll tell you what, that is getting harder and harder to even justify in my own mind. when we see what they're doing out on the roads every day to people, you know, convincing everybody, oh, that you got to have driver's licenses and you've got to have all this insurance and my goodness, and that's the system and you better get with it or boy, you're going to go to jail if you ain't got your driver's license. I mean, we've got guys around the studio that know the insides of the jail system better than I do and many of the hardened criminals, because quite frankly, folks, you know, the hardened criminals don't spend that much time behind bars. But if you don't offer up the revenue to that state, if you happen to have the gall to drive your car without a proper driver's license, boy, you're going to go to jail here in Texas. I got to tell you, you're going to go to jail. Better get the bondsman because you're going to go to jail. And it, folks, without a doubt, we have demonstrated the illegality of that, okay, the unconstitutionality of that. And quite frankly, I'm tired of talking about driver's licenses, but yet we still have some people that make frequent visits to the very same. But that's okay. And in a way, that's a form of protest, getting in their face and saying, you know, I'm not accepting this, and I understand this. I myself don't want to see the inside of a jail cell, at least for a driver's license. I can think of, right off the top of my head, probably a half a dozen other reasons why I might end up in jail. It's not going to be over driver's license. But at any rate, but see, folks, the point is, this is how we've been conditioned. We've been conditioned to accept authority. I have talked to so many brain dead, they claim to be good, clear thinking, logical, Bible believing Christians, that will tell me, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Now, I don't know what God you people are praying to, but I know that God would not want anybody to follow somebody that's not following his command. Okay? Pretty simple. Now, you can get into splitting hairs and bringing up different scenarios and a lot of what-ifs, and we can do the mental exercises here. But no people on the face of this planet, according to God's law, are being forced to subjugate themselves to a government that is out and out turned evil. I mean, a big, ugly, hairy, pus-filled pimple on your face with a black hair hanging out of it. That's how ugly it is. But yet, I will have people say, render unto Caesar's. Render unto Caesar. Yeah. Could be why the Roman Empire isn't around anymore. What was it, 600 years of republic, 700 as a free state? And then this little guy come along. What was his name? Jesus? No, Jesus was his name. And without picking up arms or swords, became the public enemy number one of Rome. Now, how do you think that was possible? Well, the same way that the government has made a lot of people in this country, not even in the same vein, not even close, but made them public enemy number one. Why? Are we not a free country, free to exchange ideas, free to converse, free to demonstrate our ideas? Well, not in this politically correct world, folks. You got used to that term under Bill Clinton. Now it has serious ramifications. You're either with us or you're against us. And this butthead in Washington meant it. You see who he's lining up around the cabinet, don't you? Well, that's right. Somebody's going to make John Ashcroft look like a lawyer just got his practicing card. I mean, folks, we are heading into very dangerous and perilous times in this country. They have already made that overt step in your face. What are you going to do about it? They've already done it. Been doing it covertly, behind the scenes, and unreported in the mainstream media for years. Years. Now the chickens are coming home to roost. Now you're seeing it more often. Now you're hearing different circles discussing these issues. This is not good for a band of tyrants. Good for the people, bad for the tyrants. But there's not enough of them yet. There are not enough people, ladies and gentlemen, in this country just to take a look. Take a little pie slice look at your life in relation to your own country. And you ain't got to go far outside of that little tiny slice of pie to find out what's really, really wrong. And it can keep you busy thinking about it for the next 50 years. Well, I'm not even talking about the rest of the pie. What do you know about right now that you just absolutely had enough? The outright lies, deception, criminal corruption, good old boy backslapping, palm greasing, pigs, I call them. They're not humans. In order to qualify as a human being, you have to have some semblance of fair play. These are not the people I'm talking about. Take the break, we'll come back, finish this, get into a couple other subjects, and then we got a guest today talking about a court case.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
This is a central component in the phenomenon of the majority of the American people believing the government's bogus story about 9/11 and their willingness to accept this psychotic carnage in Iraq as somehow relevant to their own well-being. Thus, according to the tenets of the psychological process known as transference, in which we take the feelings of trust and dependence that we feel as children toward our parents and transfer them as adults to a relationship with an imaginary sky god to maintain our inner feelings of security, or In this case, there's a lot of Republicans in this country that think George Bush is God. We want to accept that George Bush tells us because we have embedded ourselves in American society, and our whole meaning becomes challenged and distorted when we lose that focus by realizing that probably everything that has come out of W's mouth in his whole life has been a cynical and sarcastic rich boy's lie. Therefore, challenging the public statements can be disorienting to those who are not committed to their own integrity or trapped in the psychological prison of fictionist belief system that can be proven false, such as they suddenly develop the courage to confront the lies they are telling themselves. They should, mind you. In some cases, confronting these lies can totally shatter a person's sense of self, which is why the majority choose not to do that. Unfortunately, not confronting these lies is very likely to shatter our world into little radioactive bits, a profoundly ugly process we see happening and accelerating as we speak. He signed off the response email, "Thanks for writing, Craig." I mean, folks, been trying to figure this out for a number of years. You know, what? The government does it all the time. I mean, advertisers sit around, folks, just peddling products and sit around and do psychological graphs. And, you know, they've got it down to a science. You know, but people are unwilling because it breaks their little security blanket. It brings on the carnage of possibly nothingness. And that's carnage to a lot of people. My analogy is, standing there at that cliff, looking into the abyss, staring into the abyss. It's black. It's got no bottom. You're going to fall into it. Somebody throws you a lifeline that you know that rope ain't going to hold you. But you know what you're going to do? You're going to grab onto that lifeline anyhow. Because against all hope, it might save you from falling into that dark abyss. Folks, turn on your own headlights, will you? Get your own light in your life. Get a little courage about what you're doing in your life. Have some integrity. Boy, there's not enough of that in this world, is there? And once you have integrity, a person that has it, I had somebody once say something to me, and I reacted to it probably stronger than I should have. Somebody mentioned to me something about being a class act. And I said, wait a minute, class act? What is that exactly? People with class don't have to act. The people without class have to act like they have class. That's a class act to me. People that just pretend they're a personage, they have this aura around them. They project something, and people want to believe it. Class act. I don't know what that is. Next hour, ladies and gentlemen, a reminder here. Switch-o, change-o on the old shortwave frequency-o. Starting December 1st, first hour of the National Intel Report will be 5.070. Second hour will be 3.210. And quite frankly, 99.85 and 12.160 works even in the darkest, dankest days of the year. But that's the shortwave gods that we've got to deal with. So at any rate, make a program note starting December 1. You know, so many changes, probably lost half my audience. It'll probably take them another year to find me. Once they do, the frequency will change again. But at any rate, we'll continue Hour 2 of the National Intel Report, 99.85, right after this break.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.